Okay, while everyone is focused on the solar eclipse today, we're going to talk about another act of God, and that is the earthquake that we experienced this past Friday. Friday morning in New York, there was an earthquake, as some of you may have felt, and there was some immediate confusion as to what exactly was happening. Some people thought their washing machine was broken. I thought the people delivering the mattresses were making a mess upstairs. Everyone wasn't sure exactly. Rabbi Shai Shechter told me he was right next door to the Ohel with the captive who was here last night, and the guy was saying, this is what it felt like when I was in the tunnels in Gaza, when the Israeli bombardment was happening. Anyway, but it was an earthquake. That's what it was. So right away, as soon as people realized it was an earthquake, several minutes after it was an earthquake, they started asking, do we say a bracha? What bracha do you say on this? You may or may not have noticed that at around 6 o'clock, there was an aftershock. There was a secondary earthquake. I actually felt that. A lot of people say they did not feel that one. So the question is, what bracha? Can you say bracha then? If you missed it in the morning, can you say bracha then? So let's start with which bracha to say. The Mishnah Masechet Bracha Daf Nun Dalet, unlike a solar eclipse, which does not have a bracha, the Mishnah is pretty explicit that an earthquake does have a bracha, and it lists a comet and lightning and thunder, all these things. It says you say Baruch Shekocho Gvuraso Malei Olam, and then the Mishnah gives another list of things upon which you say Osamaisabracious, and that other list is Harim and Gvaos, Yamim, Naharos, Midbaros, that you say Osamaisabracious. So the Gemara is a little perplexed. The Gemara in Daf Nun Tes asks, all of these things seem to fit the category of Maisabracious. Why would the second half of the Mishnah be Maisabracious and the first half be Kochuk Vros Maleolam? They seem to both fit both categories. So the Gemara says, both are true. Both brachos work. So Rashi writes that it literally means you should say both brachos. That when there's an earthquake, you say both Osamaisabracious and Kochuk Vrasa Meleolam. However, Rov Rishonim, such as Tosfos on the page, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush, all say, no, it doesn't mean you're supposed to say two brachos. It means Ozu. You could say whichever one resonates more with you at the moment. In Shulchan Aruch and Sim Reish Chav Zayin, Shulchan Aruch writes that when one experiences any of these things, including an earthquake, you say Osa Maisa Bereshis Ve'im Yirtze Yom Ebrachat Hashem Elkeinu Melech Hashem Kochu Gvrasa Me'alei Olam. You say Osa Maisa Bereshis, but if you want, you could say Kochu Gvrasa Me'alei Olam. So it sounds like the default is really Osa Maisa Bereshis. Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkatan Hay says, and that's why the Minhag developed that when you see lightning, it's Osa Maisa Bereshis, and thunder is Kochu Gvrasa Me'alei Olam, just because thunder, you feel a little more of the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to lightning, it feels more like an Osamaisa Bracious kind of thing. So you go with, since either bracha works for either one, so you could do it in that way. One might argue that one feels the Kocho Gvurasa Shalgarish Baruch Hu upon an earthquake, and they say that when there was an earthquake in Yerushalayim many, many years ago, the Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, among other Gedolei Yerushalayim, said Kocho Gvurasa Malei Olam, whereas others said Osamaisa Bracious, like the simple reading of the default position in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so which bracha you say is not the most critical issue. The bigger question is, does it need to be said betoch kedei dibor? Now, it never says in the Gemara that birchas hashevach need to be said betoch kedei dibor, and it doesn't even really say it in Shulchan Aruch that all birchas hashevach need to be said betoch kedei dibor. So why did you hear that everything has to be betoch kedei dibor? Because there is a Yerushalmi in the ninth parak of brachos on that Mishnah, where the Yerushalmi says, or on the Gemara that follows that Mishnah, the Yerushalmi says that if you're in the bathroom and you hear thunder or you see lightning, so if you can get out within Toch Kedei Dibur and say the bracha, so do so. Get out and say the bracha. If you can't get out within Toch Kedei Dibur and say the bracha, then don't go out. Then you might as well stay in the bathroom. The Ran in Psachim, Dalet Amud Aleph, Bedapei Rif says, the Yerushalmi is telling me a yesod, that when it comes to these Birchas HaShavach, they all must be said within Toch Kedei Dibur, and if you don't say it within Toch Kedei Dibur, you can no longer say it, and that's a yesod that we have about all of these brachas that are listed, including the bracha on an earthquake. Toch Kedei Dibur is about 2 to 3 seconds, which makes it somewhat troubling, because by the time a person realizes that an earthquake happened, it's normally way more than 2 to 3 seconds, and then by the time he asks a shayla, because how often does it happen? So he asks shayla, do I say a bracha? What bracha? So it's way, 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 way more than 2 or 3 seconds. But indeed, the Shulchan Aruch and Simrei Shchav Zayin Siv Gimel writes, Hayo Yoshev Bebeis Hakisei V'Shamakal Ram Ora Barak Im Yachal Lotzei So Levarich Tok Devor Yetzei V'Im Lav Lo Yetzei. Shulchan Aruch quotes this Yerushalmi that if a person is in the bathroom and they hear thunder, thunder, they see lightning. If they can get out within Tokeh Dei Dibur, great, and say the bracha. If they cannot, then they do not leave the bathroom at all. The Olas Tamid cites a Birchas Avram, Chelek Dalet Sim Kuf Tzadi Aleph, that's not only true of the brachas on thunder and lightning, even though that's the example the Shulchan Aruch quotes, because that's the example the Yerushalmi quoted, but it's rather Hu Adin Kol Hani D'Chashu B'Sif Aleph. It's all of the brachas that are discussed in that entire simon, that they all need to be done B'Toch Kedei Dibur. Now, there is a technical question about the bathroom case, meaning if a person has to go to the bathroom, can they even say a bracha to begin with? Let's say they can get out B'Toch Kedei Dibur, but are they able to say a bracha when they have to go to the bathroom? So Magen Avraham says the case is that you haven't yet relieved yourself, and the Machzor Shekel quotes from Eliezer Rabba that you can say the bracha even though you have an urge to go to the bathroom, because it's similar to having to go to the bathroom in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, where you're allowed to finish up, meaning my Avalei Lemebed, what do you want the person to do? So he has no other option, so even though he needs to go to the bathroom, he can run out quickly and say the bracha. That's one mahalich. Another mahalich is Rabbi Kiva Eger, where he says that no, the case is that the person already relieved himself, he just hasn't washed his hands yet. So you're allowed to go, the chiddush is that you're allowed to go out and say the bracha, even though you haven't yet washed your hands, and then you can go back and wash your hands afterwards. Yer HaShulchan says, no, the case is the guy never had to go to the bathroom. He went into the bathroom for some other reason. He needed a tissue or something. And therefore, there was no shaila about the bracha, so that's what, so he says, I agree that it's a little bit dochak, but I can't imagine any other way that a person is able to say the bracha when he otherwise would be in the bathroom. Okay, but that's the technicality. So that's all the case being made to that you must say the bracha within Tokeh Dei Dibur. Is there any case to be made that you can say the bracha li'achar Kedei Dibur, an earthquake? So there is a case to be made for that as well. The case that the Shulchan Aruch quoted, where it has to be Tokeh Dei Dibur, is you're in the bathroom and you hear thunder or see lightning. So you have to question, are any of those details dafka? Maybe we already saw some poskim said it's clear, the Ran said clearly lav dafka, but one could argue that maybe it's only about being in the bathroom, maybe it's only about the brachos of thunder and lightning, not about other brachos. So the first argument to be made that it does not have to be done b'Tokeh Dei Dibur is the Taz. The Taz in Sifkat and Beis says that the Shulchan Aruch is not even saying it has to be within Tokeh Dei Dibur. The Yerushalmi is not saying it has to be within Tokeh Dei Dibur. What the Yerushalmi was saying, what the Shulchan Aruch was saying, was that if you're in the bathroom within Tokeh Dei Dibur, it's a chiyuv. After Tokeh Dei Dibur, it's a chiyuv. So al yetzei. So you don't have to leave the bathroom to make yourself crazy to say that bracha. Of course, if you do, wonderful. So then say the bracha lacher Kedei Dibur. And then it's notable. The Mechaber never said about brachas in general that they need to be Tokeh Dei Dibur. And the Taz notes this, that the Mechaber had a perfect opportunity in Sif Aleph when he listed all of the brachas. He could have said, Tzarech levarich kulam b'Tokeh Dei Dibur. Never said that. In Siv Gimel, after he talks a little more about thunder and lightning, he says this case if you're in the bathroom. So that's what the Taz notes, that it's probably only talking about what you're obligated and not obligated to do, but certainly that you can. Now, the Taz says, I have a raya from Birchas Ilanos. Birchas Ilanos, the Mechaber himself says, you're allowed to say la'achar k'dei dibur. Now, as far as the Taz's raya from Birchas Ilanos, the Maimor Mordechai points out, it's not a raya at all, because you can only still say Birchas Ilanos if you see the tree again. So it may not be your first time seeing the tree, but then you got to go see the tree again in order to, so that it's still happening in front of you at that time. It's also not clear from the Taz how long you have to say. He says it's not Tokeh Dei Dibur, you don't have to say within Tokeh Dei Dibur, but until when? Let's say a person never even heard of the idea of a bracha on an earthquake. So now it's Monday and the earthquake was on Friday. Could you say it now? Yeah, hard to imagine that the Taz would say that. So probably it's as long as a person is still shaken up by it, you could probably still say the bracha according to the Taz. Some people are not shaken up by it. I mean, no pun intended, but some people are very disoriented. I get very disoriented from earthquakes. The second earthquake I can remember, I get nauseous the whole rest of the day. I don't know if that's a rare phenomenon, but I get very disoriented from it. So it was, I was shaken up the whole day from it. So according to the Taz, maybe I'd be able to say the bracha for a while after. The second argument that could be presented as to why it might be able to be said the Acher Kedei Dibur is Beis Yosef and Sim Reish Vav quotes a Shibalei Aleket in the name of Rav Nisim Gon that associates the din of of these brachos with the din of Birchas Hananim. And he says, oh, the case of being in the bathroom is similar to you have a cup of wine, you set a bracha, then all the wine spilled out, so you poured another cup, so you have to say a new bracha, because the whole first bracha went away. So the implication is that Tochei de Dibur is only necessary if you were in a place that you couldn't say the bracha initially. But if you could have said the bracha the entire time, then Tochei de Dibur is not necessary. Meaning, Shulchan Aruch is correct, that Shulchan Aruch is quoting Yerushalmi correct, when you're in the bathroom, you got to get out of the Tochei de Dibur. That's because when you're in the bathroom, you couldn't say the bracha. You were in a circumstance where the bracha could not be said. So if you're only going to be out of the bathroom, la'achar k'dei dibur, so then you never experienced the chiyuv, because you were in the bathroom. So you were a chayiv when you were in the bathroom. By the time you got out, it was la'achar k'dei dibur, so it doesn't relate back to that moment. But if you experience the chiyuv, then the chiyuv could be ongoing longer than toch k'dei dibur. And it parallels birch sanenin, where the halacha mufreshes in shulchan, that if you say a birch sanenin, you should take a bite to eat within toch k'dei dibur, and if you don't say another bracha. I mean, if you waited a little long in toch k'dei dibur, so then you eat anyway. And that would mean, l'chara, that one could make a bracha on the earthquake, la'achar k'dei dibur. The third argument to present why it might be permissible la'achar k'dei dibur is the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim writes that he thinks the Taz is incorrect, and the brachos need to be b'toch k'dei dibur. What about b'rach se'ilanos? So he says, yeah, b'rach se'ilanos, the brachos on the simcha that you feel, that stays with you. You know, thunder, lightning, it's here in a moment, and the moment it's over, it's gone, and you don't even think about it anymore. But b'rach se'ilanos is a simcha that stays with the person. So one could argue, based on that Prima Gadim, that the bracha on earthquake relates to the fright and the gvura that you just experienced, and maybe that stays with the person a little bit longer, perhaps because of its rarity or because of its frightfulness. You know, there are earthquakes like the one we just had where no structural damage, no one is harmed, and then there are earthquakes that kill thousands and thousands of people. So an earthquake is a scary event. So in conclusion, the Machsa Shekel notes that he thinks that Taz has a pretty compelling argument, but he concludes, Al kolpanim midei safek bracha lo nafak. L'chein achar toch k'dei dibur ein levarich. It's a savi bracha. It's a savi bracha z'akel. So l'achar k'dei dibur, one should not say the bracha. I have to confess, I did say the bracha l'achar k'dei dibur once I figured. I knew it was an earthquake. I was ready to say the bracha right away, but I wasn't sure that it was an earthquake. I wanted to be sure, so I Googled right away, earthquake New York, and it was too soon. Nothing had showed up on Google. It hadn't hit Google yet. So by the time I realized, it was more than 2 or 3 seconds later. And then Rabbi Isaac Reis called Rav Shechter later that day, and he said, absolutely not. You did not say l'achar k'dei dibur. That was a mistake. I spoke to Rav Willig this morning. I asked Rav Willig, what if you didn't realize till achar k'dei dibur? Could you do it in toch k'dei dibur of realizing that it's an earthquake? He said, no, you got to do it in toch k'dei dibur of the earthquake. It was silly of me, because normally when there's an earthquake, so everyone's going to scramble to try to figure out the halacha, right? And next time, Mistamah, they'll listen to the Temen Halacha. So everyone's going to scramble to try to find out the halacha. But hours later, there's likely to be an aftershock. So just wait for that one, and then you'll be able to say the bracha. You didn't get to toch k'dei dibur. I should have gotten it at 6 p.m., right? That's when I should have been able to say the bracha the second time around. Probably could have anyway. But anyway, that's a little bit about the bracha on an earthquake. Have a great day, everybody.